This crystal glass was given to my grandma on her wedding day. It was one of 12 that were only used for guests. And it loves candlelight. It loves the morning sun, but it spent its days in darkness in a big oak chest, waiting for white linen and the silver and the wine. On a table set for angels it would shine. And she said, glasses may break if you use them every day. You must keep them safe. They're like hearts that way. Mostly you can get along with less. Wait for special times to use the best. Crystal glass was given to my mother as a legacy. It was one of 10 from my grandmother's estate. And it loves candlelight. It loves the morning sun. But it spent years marked fragile in a packing crate, till my mother rediscovered it in 1989. She held it to the light to see it shine. Glasses may break if you use them every day. You can keep them safe, but what good are they if they just stay shut up in some chest? Why wait to use the very best? So here's a toast to lovely things. Against my rings and see the facets shine. Makes water taste like wine. Clink the glasses and they sing. Crystal glass was broken on a clumsy Monday morning. It was one of 4 that my mother gave to me. And it loved candlelight. It loved the morning sun. And I'm sad to see it go, but I still have 3. So I will pour some orange juice and drink to precious things. Shake the broken pieces and they sing. May break if you use them every day. That's the risk you take. They're like hearts that way, and every day we'll put them to the test. But every day deserves the very best.
And open minds, we want to be peaceful. We all live in one big world, all the boys and all the girls. You and I are both the same, we are all one people. All the young and all the old, you are all my brothers.
Welcome to Moving On, here on KBOO Portland.
Signifies the worth of man, and 24 the lasses old. Green grow the rashes old. Green grow the rashes old. The sweetest hours that ever I spent are spent among the lasses old. The worldly race may riches chase, and riches still may fly the mower. And when at last they catch them fast, their hearts can ne'er enjoy them more. Green grow the rashes old. Green grow. The stars that ever spent are spent among the lasses. Good, my dearie, oh. And worldly cares and worldly men may all get absolutely, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that ever I spent are spent among the lasses old. Green grow the rashes old. Green grow the rashes old. The sweetest hours that ever I spent are spent among the lasses old.
My dear ones, to Sligo I'm bound. I'll not be one more that you'll lay in the ground. It's early tomorrow, my leave I must take, but tonight we will have an American wake. The plight of our country was never so bad. There's no work to be found and no bread to be had. I've nothing to hope for and nothing to fear. I leave nothing behind me but all I hold dear.
Farewell, my good friends, you will see me no more, unless we should meet on America's shore. Don't cry for me, mother, no tears for my sake. I'll be raising a glass with you at the old wake.
Few men are granted the chance for to know what good men will say of them after they go. And I'm lucky indeed to be present to see the tears that the lasses are crying for me. And if there is any that bears me bad will, I pray you'll forgive and not speak of me ill. Wish me good luck as I take to the seas, and after I'm gone, you can say what you please.
Farewell, my good friends, you will see me no more, unless we should meet on America's shore. Don't cry for me, mother, no tears for my sake. I'll be risen at last, feel at me on break.
I'm going down to Sligo that lies on the bay. I'll be boarding my coffin and sailing away to where shillings lie thicker than shells on the strand. And I'll grab me a shovel and I'll send what I can. And if I should prosper, it's home I'll return with a coach and four horses and money to burn. But if it should happen, I've never the means. I will wander these hills every night in my dreams.
Farewell, my good friends, you will see me no more, unless we should meet on America's shore. Don't cry for me, mother, no tears for my sake. I'll be raising a glass for you at my own wake.
Distant from Dublin or Cork, it's closer, they say, than the docks of New York. But wherever I am, when I venture ashore, I'll be welcomed by those that have got there before. If my ship it should founder, I pray I may see the harbor of paradise waiting for me. If I land in that other place, I'll not despair. God knows I'll find plenty of Irishmen there.
Farewell, my good friends, you will see me no more, unless we should meet on America's shore. Don't cry for me, mother, no tears for my sake. I'll be raising a glass with you at my own wake.
Farewell, my good friends, you will see me no more, unless we should meet on America's shore. Don't cry for me, mother, no tears for my sake. I'll be raising a glass with you at me on wake.
Thank you. And that was Laura Nero from Walk the Dog and Light the Light. We started out in there with, we had Rise, they're a Scottish band, talking about posing as human. And we had a song about an American wake. And in there somewhere, we had some other music. But the main thing I want to tell you about today, this is moving on, we're alternative folk, is Zoe Mulford. Zoe Mulford started out that set with the song about the crystal glass, which is a big award-winning song from a couple years ago. You know, they have these folk singer contests for who can write a cool song. Well, she won it. And the name of the album, which is brand new, is called Roadside Saints. And she also sang the song in there about that American wake. So I am going to play a bunch of these songs for you today or during the course of the show because I really like this album. It's cheerful and it's heartwarming and all the above. But right now, did I mention that you were on a community radio station that's not beholden to anybody? We can play what we like. We can be cheerful. Happy sunny day.
About a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Children, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun.
My homework is done. Full day mapped out, and of details I take notice. Never slip with my game, my aim is to stay focused. Got no time for sleeping in class, scheming with cheaters. Got good grades, rock the latest whip, cop the latest sneakers. Understand sometimes I'm out of hand, kinda naughty, but I'm the future, so I lay my foundation as a shorty. Don't you worry about a thing, is what these little birds told me. Pass on the message from the honorable Bob Marley. It's real out here, not much room for second guessing. Shines with no choice, music off and teach them a lesson. These are the words of those sweet little birds. Shines, I'm just a messenger, pass it on, you heard?
There's a beat, there's a rhythm, pounding relentlessly in the keeper's heart. It never sleeps, it's always driven. You see too that every song is true, straight on to the mark. Hit it like you mean it, never let go of the passion. Sing every note with wild abandon, as if it just might be your last. The promise of salvation is reserved for those who keep playing it. Playing for time, playing for keeps. Can you feel fire burning? Does a storm still rage that will not be tamed? With every breath that you are given, take your best shot, it's all you've got. Hold on and fan the flames. Hit it like you mean it, never let go of the passion. Sing every note with wild abandon, as if it just might be your last. The promise of salvation is reserved for those who keep playing it loose. Playing for time, playing for. Meant to chart a path to lead you home. Do not deny the journey taken. It's an endless chore with no room for pretenders to the throne. Hit it like you mean it, never let go of the passion. Sing every note with wild abandon, as if it just might be your last. Promise of salvation is reserved for those who keep playing it loose. Playing for time, playing for keeps. Playing for keeps. There's a beat, there is a rhythm. There's a beat, there is a rhythm.
If I died, it might be okay. But there's a woman crossing the street. She's dressed in red from her head to her feet, with a red umbrella and a sweet little red beret. City snow melts down to meet the filthy water that floods the street. And every car throws up a sheet of icy spray. But she got up this morning. bed, and they'll turn their heads when they see me from a block away. She said, I'm gonna wear red today. I'm gonna wear red today. I've had enough of black and white and gray. I'm gonna wear red today. City traffic is perverse. The driving's bad and the walking is worse. And parking will make you curse or maybe pray. But I'm so tired of sitting alone. If I can't find a party, I'll just make my own. I won't stay home and I'm gonna wear red today. I'm gonna wear red today. I'm gonna wear red today. I've had enough of black. Beige is in, black is chic and it makes you look thin, but they don't make people grin when they look your way. The kids wear coats big enough for two in gray or black or navy blue, but me and you, we're gonna wear red today. Oh, what do you say? I'm gonna wear red.
Gonna tell my baby.
Gonna tell my baby.
Silver City bound.
Silver City bound.
And me and Blind Lemon, we're gonna ride on down. Silver City bound.
Silver City bound.
Silver City bound.
I'm Silver City bound.
Gonna tell my baby. Silver City bound. Me and Blind Lemon, we're gonna ride on down. Take me by the hand. Oh, baby, lead me on through the land. Take me by the hand. Oh, baby, Huey Ledbetter, he was a great big man. Play it out now.
Thank you. can't hear a word they're saying. Leave the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echo of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave my love. Everybody's talking at me. Everybody's
with news on the Motorola.
I picked up my red kimono from the chair.
With breakfast a little nearer,
I glanced in the bureau mirror,
anxious as to who I'd see there.
It could have been Oprah.
It could have been Elvis.
It could have been Ava Gabor.
It could have been Kerouac.
Could have been Balzac.
Or Mr. Kashudak next door.
It could have been Billy, my cousin in Philly.
Or Waylon or Willie.
Or Robert E. Lee.
The Mona Lisa.
Or Mother Teresa.
But it happened to be me.
I went down to feed the budgie
and plug in the Mr. Coffee
and fumble inconsequently with my hair.
Kitchen window, anxious as to what I'd see there.
It could have been Cleveland.
It could have been Sweden.
It could have been Mercury.
Or Spain.
It could have been Burnaby, British Columbia.
It could have been Muncie.
Or Maine.
The Mall of America.
Or Buenaventura.
Or Montevideo Boulevard.
It could have been Omaha.
It could have been Panama.
But it looked like our yard. We're standing among the clover, my darling, along with Rover. We're watching the sun go over like a blur.
With one
perplexed at how lucky we were.
We could have been isotopes.
We could have been cantaloupes.
We could have been hat racks.
Or dice. We could have been semaphores.
Could have been dinosaurs.
We could have been cough drops.
Or lice. We could have been roadmaps.
A bucket of mousetraps.
A couple of big shoes on a bus.
We could have been dipsticks.
Or lavender lipsticks.
But we happen to be us.
Was Hot Soup from Cincinnati with philosophical treatise on being where you are. We started out that set with Hippity Hop, that Linda Tillery Taj Mahal kids album, one of my greatest kids album with the pink bunnies dancing on the front. And then we went into Playing for Keeps, the title tune of Deidre McCalla's most recent album. Then Wear Red by the woman we're featuring today, Zoe Mulford. Silver City Bound, that's the original version done in the 60s by Happy Trom with a bunch of superstars. That's a good album, Bright Morning Star. And then Freebo from his solo album that's pretty popular. It goes by fast. Everybody's Talking, that was from a remake tribute album to Bleecker Street. It's a whole bunch of 1960s bohemian-type songs, and that was Patty Larkin doing that one. We have a guest in the... in the boo, and we're going to be talking about the concept of, well, here, what do you think this would be about? Yeah, it's a nice day. We're going to talk about being happy. We're going to laugh. And I'm going to play you a tune that she brought in, and then we're going to talk to Gail Hand. Here we go. My guest is now going to demonstrate what she does best. Could you please laugh about this, and I'll turn it to number 11? Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Okay, so we'll try it again.
At first it seemed so harmless, like most dares in high school are. Pale cheeks against the window in the back seat of the car. It seemed like something everyone should do just once in life, until I saw that I just mooned our preacher and his wife. But there's nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do, nothing I can do, nothing I can do about it now. I ran into a woman I hadn't seen for quite a while. It was clear that any minute she'd give birth to her next child. So I said, congratulations, when's your baby due? She said, Jenna, get your glasses checked. The baby's almost two. But there's nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do, nothing I can do, nothing I can do about it now. I wrote a funny email to my closest friend at work about a certain customer who can be quite a jerk. The boss came in next morning with the email in his fist. It seems I'd sent it out to our entire client list. But there's nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do, nothing I can do, nothing I can do about it now. So I'm standing at the pearly gates, not having any fun, as St. Peter watches videos of all I've said and done. I hope God not only will forgive, but also can forget. Though the way St. Peter's laughing, I'm not placing any bets. But there's nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do, nothing I can do, nothing I can do about it now. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do about it now. Nothing I can do, nothing I can do, nothing I can do about it now. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it now.
Nothing I can do.
Okay, now we're here. There's nothing I can do about the mistakes we make on the radio, and there's plenty the community can do about motivating ourselves to have reasonably decent attitudes, and I like free events. So can we hear you now, Gail? Go ahead, talk.
Absolutely.
All right. So tell me what you've got planned for this Sunday.
Well, believe it or not, Sunday is World Laughter Day, and on Sunday, in parks all over the world, people celebrate World Laughter Day. And what we do is we orchestrate a large group of people to do simulated laughter exercises to stimulate laughter just for the heck of it. And we have prizes that we're awarding for contests like funniest laugh, longest laugh, loudest laugh, and this year, new, best canine laugh. And I bet you didn't know that dogs laugh, but they do.
Well, I have seen my dog smile, and I've seen her bark.
Yeah.
Well, how do you tell which bark is a laugh?
It's hard to say, but they make this funny sound. It's kind of like this.
Oh, I've heard my dog do that.
See? That's laughing.
Oh, how do you know that?
I can't quote the article, but it has been written about.
Did a dog tell you that?
Yeah. Like that.
And if your dog in Radioland is right now doing that sound, well, you'll know she's right.
You know they're having a good time. That or they're watching Animal Planet and liking what they're seeing. Yeah.
And listening to K-Boot, the laugh track. I've never met this woman before. So, Gail, tell us who you are and why you would be a person I would go to Jamison Square to see celebrate International Laugh Day.
Well, I started out as a comedian many years ago, and now I am a professional humorist and a certified laughter leader with the World Laughter Tour. So I actually studied laughter, went to a class, got certified, and I'm certifiable as well, of course. And I love to have fun, and I love to share joy with other people. And so I've been out sequestering people, of course, over in Jamison Park down in Northwest Portland, telling them about the event. I even rented a porta potty, a honey bucket, which is, of course, a first for me. It's not something you always do, you know, rent a porta potty.
This is a clean radio station, so we won't discuss the exact connections between your event and
the honey bucket.
Other than that, you're expecting crowds.
Are exactly.
What kind of people should come to this? And tell me exactly what will happen and when
it is. I think that the people that will be interested in the program at any age. So I work with seniors all the way down to elementary school kids, and I'd say definitely the park is very welcoming to kids because there's a beautiful little waterfall there, and there's places to sit. I think there's even a vendor on the weekends that has food. And there's a wonderful restaurant that is sponsoring us called Fenwal. It's a bistro right there in Jameson Square Park. And Signature Event Groups is one of our other sponsors. It's a great little company. And my company is called The Power of Laughter. And I teach people about using laughter more in their life to really just celebrate life, you know, at work, having more fun at work. Things like that. Things like you're doing right now, playing with your little smiley face boxing puppet.
Yeah, she brought me in a toy. and it's funny, it looks anti-Walmart, which, of course, I'm such a politico. It was perfect. You know, the weird smiley face with boxing gloves. Okay, so how do you make your living? I mean, do you go from, like, business to business?
Actually,
invading the boardrooms and laughing at them, or what?
Yeah, we do. I do some motivational work with little companies and all kinds of sizes of companies. But I also am on the college circuit, so I go around to students around the country and teach them a little bit about alcohol and drug awareness and diversity and stress management using laughter. So it's a lot of fun to be able to incorporate the two. So do a little education and humor at the same time.
Do you live here in Portland?
I do, yeah.
And so is this a center of laugh culture?
We're trying to make it the center. I even started a laughter club here in Portland, and my friend Glenda over in Vancouver started a laughter club up there, and a lot of the papers are very friendly to list our clubs every month. We celebrate laughter on a monthly basis by having a laughter club.
Hold on just a minute here. We got to check in with this guy.
Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, he's still there. He's still not worried. So, okay, so you have a laughter club. If somebody wanted to go to a laughter club, how would they do that?
Well, I have a website, and that is www.gailhand.com, which is my name, Gail Hand. And we hold them once a month in the Coho Theater over in Northwest Portland. It's a cute little theater, and it's a lot of fun.
2276 Northwest Raleigh.
Exactly.
So her name is Gail Hand, and so that's how you would do it if you doing .com.
Exactly.
And you could find on the website the time to go over to the Coho Theater and drink Kool-Aid or whatever they do in a club that creates then massive laughter.
Exactly.
I mean, do people like dress up in stuff?
No, they don't. They just come, tennis shoes, sweats, whatever, something casual.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hold on just a second. Let's listen again.
Don't worry, be happy. Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Happy.
I already feel better. Let's play a song from Zoe Mulford. This is called Making Stock, and I think it refers to a songwriting craft.
That's cut is turning gray. The mushrooms are all brown and dry. The potatoes have reached for the sky. The onions are putting out new green shoots. The carrots are covered with hairy roots. The Chinese cabbage is limp as a sock. Baby, it's time to make stock. Cause everything grows and everything dies, and it all comes back in another guise. All this stuff needn't go to waste, instead it'll give my soup more taste. Open the fridge and see what we got, haul it on out before it starts to rot. Chop it all up and put it in the pot, maybe it's time to make stock. Sunday's chicken is done and gone, save the bones, put the stock pot on. If the thing came whole and complete, you can throw in the head and the feet. I'm told the heads of fish are fine, with celery tops and little white wine. Eyeballs may give someone a shock, but they sure make mighty nice stock. Cause everything grows and everything dies, and it all comes back in another guise. All this stuff needn't go to waste, instead it'll give my soup more taste. Open the fridge and see what we got, haul it on out before it starts to rot. Chop it all up and put it in the pot, baby it's time to make stock. Now this process also works with songs that end in the middle or just go wrong. If you've got a tune that won't go right, or you find that the whole thing's trite, here's a chorus that can't keep a verse. It started out fine, but it just gets worse. Here's one nice line in a pile of schlock, baby it's time to make stock. Cause everything grows and everything dies, and it all comes back in another guise. Whether it's soup or whether it's art, you can just cut out those yucky parts. Open your mind up, see what you got, haul it on out before it starts to rot. Chop it all up and put it in the pot, maybe it's time to make stock. Everything grows and everything dies, and it all comes back in another guise. All this stuff needn't go to waste, instead it'll give my soup more taste. Open the fridge and see what we got, haul it on out before it starts to rot. Chop it all up and put it in the pot, baby it's time to make stock. Baby it's time to make stock.
Okay, we're back. Gail, you were telling me you heard your grandmother?
My grandmother was great at training us to make chicken stock, you know, as was my mother. But don't throw that out, darling. It'll go into the stock. But Grandma, it's green. It'll go into the stock. Don't argue.
And so if we were coming to visit the soul of your grandmother or to celebrate International Laughter Day, tell me where... Tell everybody where Jameson Square is, what the gig's like, when it starts, the whole bit.
Awesome. Jameson Square Park is on Northwest 10th Street between Kearney and Johnson in the Pearl District, and it is between 1 and 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 7th. So if people were going to go down to the Cinco de Mayo celebration, they could just hop on the streetcar and get off right in front of the park, and that's a free ride from downtown.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 1 o'clock.
And what happens then at 1 o'clock?
Well, 1 o'clock, doing an intro, telling everybody about World Laughter Day and our contest that we're going to be having. We're having something. We're having laughter every half hour. And in between the half hours, we're going to have laughter contests, funniest laugh, longest laugh, loudest laugh, and best canine laugh.
Yes, you told me about that before. Okay. So this is a free, fun event. It's going to lift my spirits, reduce my stress, give me a great workout, lower my blood pressure, stimulate my immune system, and put Portland on the world laughter map.
That's very important.
Okay. All right. So
also, you know, we are going to have a photographer there, Jody Eve, and she will be taking pictures of people laughing. JodyEve.com.
Okay. Well, I'm up for that, too. So you can't see this woman, but she looks extremely wholesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're no problem. And
I laugh a lot.
Yeah, she's one of these really wholesome type looking people. And Kathleen Stevenson said, well, we'll kind of extend public affairs into the music show on Friday. And that's what community radio is supposed to be about, a little bit spontaneity. And, of course, good vibes. So on the flyer I'm looking at, there are people from all over the world, from London and Kuala Lumpur and Chicago, all laughing their guts out and looking stupid. So I believe in that, and I think that that's a really good thing for us to do. So, all right, so thank you, Gail.
You're very welcome.
Is there anything else you want to tell people?
Remind you that laughter stimulates the immune system and it helps you feel better. And it's good for you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And you can definitely overcome terminal seriousness by laughing.
I would never want to acquire terminal seriousness. That sounds really nasty.
Yeah,
is it a germ? Is there an antibiotic? What should, I mean, do I like music, you know, and dancing around and stuff.
Me too.
Dancing may do this and that and help you shake and shimmy your fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
The polar bears are green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea.
They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie on those hothouse telephones, take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red hot saxophones, take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they dress.
Wear silken clothes without any holes and nobody knows. If a gal wears x-ray dresses and shows everything she owns, take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Wah da 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 da, ba da do wa li da do wa, wa. And shows everything she owns. Take no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones, them bones, them dry bones.
Nothing you do's gonna bring it back. No use hanging on, gone is gone. Time's gone by and my money's spent. Don't ask me where the hell it all went. I'll just move along, gone is gone. I've always been a loser, never been a fighter. Maybe I'm the poorer, maybe I'm just lighter. I ain't gonna bother hanging on your shoulder just 'cause it's over and all I've got is older. I've said about all there is to say and nothing I do's gonna make you stay. I'll just move along, gone is gone. Thank you.
always been a loser, never been a fighter. Maybe I'm the poorer, maybe I'm just lighter. I ain't gonna bother hanging on your shoulder just 'cause it's over and all I've got is older. Train pulls out on a one-way track, nothing you do's gonna bring it back. No use hanging on, gone is gone. Oh, gone is gone, is gone, is gone, is gone. Gone is gone. 4 7 years for love has been in arrears. Such neglect, disrespect, disregard. Now she'll pay when she served papers that say I've got adverse possession of your heart. Adverse possession, she's gonna find. She can't claim what's now legally mine. If she appeals, we'll squeal as her case falls apart. And I've got adverse possession of your heart. Of your heart, adverse possession, she's gonna find. She can't claim what's now legally mine. If she appeals, we'll squeal as her case falls apart. And I've got adverse possession of your heart. She's gonna find. She can't claim what's now legally mine. If she appeals, we'll squeal as her case falls apart. And I've got adverse possession of your heart. I've got adverse possession of your heart.
Sing.
And that's from that Bleecker Street anthology. You're on KBOO Portland. We're 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM Hood River, the Dalles, and the Gorge, and 100.7 FM Corvallis and Albany. That's K220HR in White Salmon, Washington, and K264AA in Corvallis. And we've been on the air for decades and decades, and as we are in our fourth decade of alternative community radio, you might hear just about anything. You hang tight and we'll have a lineup. Eduardo will be on next. We'll have a lineup of various kinds of music and stuff for you to feel connected to the community for the rest of the afternoon, all night, and 24/7 thereafter. I'm LC and I'm part of the Moving On group. Jade and Lori also rotate, and occasionally we have guests. We're very honored that you should spend some time with us today. I've been featuring a lot of music by Zoe Mulford. And who knew Zoe Mulford? I never heard of her. It may be that many of you are experts on Zoe Mulford, but who knew? The name of the album is Roadside Saints, and it's on Azalea City Recordings, which is, they say here, it's an award-winning cooperative folk music label based in Tacoma Park, Maryland. We've played for you so far the Crystal Glass song. We played Gonna Wear Red. We played The American Wake. We played Gone Is Gone. Most recently, we heard the song about Stock. That makes about five or six songs on this album that I'd actually play maybe even more than once. For me, that's an amazing record. So I'm going to tell you, Zoe Mulford, it is brand new. It might not even be in the stores yet. Just got a promotional copy, Roadside Saints. And I'm going to play here a song called Our Lady of the Highways as we get ready to transition to the next show.
Thank God for the radio and convenience store coffee. 3 hours you've been on the road and it should have been dawn. Northbound to Delaware, you'll pass the temple where Our Lady of the Highway stands looking on. Blessed be children and the strangers. We are all together. We are all alone. All the sleepless dreamers, all the restless angels. Bless all the wanderers far away from home. Red lights in the passing lane, hundreds of pilgrims, all your fellow travelers, you don't know their names. Some come through here every day, some have come from a long, long way. Our Lady of the Highways loves them all the same. Blessed be,
blessed be,
children and strangers. We are all together, we are all alone. All the sleepless dreamers, all the restless angels. Bless all the wanderers far away from home. White rag on the driver's door, glass on the shoulder. The ditches and the medians blossom with shrines. Fake flowers and a wooden cross, and the names of the ones we lost. Our Lady of the Highways is there, yours and mine. And blessed be, far away from home.
swish of the wiper blades, rain on the windshield. Passing exit 100A to the town of rising sun. Black sky fading into blue. Clouds shift and the sun peeks through. Our Lady of the Highways welcomes every dawn. And blessed be. Bless all.